we present Kenneth Williams, John Junkin, Tim Rice and Brian Johnston in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, welcome once again to Just a Minute. And this week, we welcome two guests who've been with us before, John Junkin and Tim Rice. We welcome a guest who's not been on the programme before, Brian Johnston, someone who needs no introduction to anyone who listens to radio. And, of course, our regular Kenneth Williams, who needs introduction to everybody who listens to radio. The show this week with Kenneth Williams. And Kenneth, the subject is moments of drama. Will you tell us something about those in the game, starting now?
I recall great moments of drama in my own career. And on one occasion, at the Art Theatre, it was in the middle of the scene where the bishop has to say to Joan, "You stand alone. The bastard of Orléans has told you, the Dauphin has instructed you, and yet you stand your own ungodliness and cast out. You shall..." And the whole thing went to pieces. And so he eventually walked down to the floats and said to the house, "I'm awfully sorry. It's a very difficult role, you understand, so bear with me, will you?" And then went to the prompt corner and got the script and looked it all up and came back and started all over again. By which time, the drama, or the moment of it, shall I say, had really rather...
John Junkin has...
Hesitation. Drama, the moment of it, I should say.
I thought he kept going brilliantly, having made an alliteration. He had repeated himself a few times up till then. No, Kenneth, you still have the subject, the moments of drama, and there are 17 seconds left starting now.
I hope it's enough time in which to tell you of that wonderful moment of the third act when...
Brian Johnston has...
That's
struck.
About the 10th time we've had the word moment.
Yes. Ah, but unfortunately, Brian, the words in the subject can be repeated. Yeah. And actually, as you are a guest and you have never played the game before, on the card it says moments of drama, and he repeated the word moment, so I'd be rather mean for Kenneth. Oh, come on, be kind to Brian. Be kind to everybody.
My first
time. Give Brian Johnston a chance to talk for the first time on Just a Minute with 11 seconds to go. Moments of drama starting now.
Well, I buzzed myself.
Brian Johnston...
Hesitation from me.
You buzzed yourself.
I hesitated.
You're absolutely right. You've got a point for that.
Right. I'll go on if you like, you know.
You're going to have to go on because it's... You've destroyed the whole structure of the game, such as it was. But there are 10 seconds for you to continue with moments of drama starting now.
Well, the only time that I had a moment of drama is when I played in a sketch with my brother. It was in a little village called Much Markle, and he had to come in and say, "It's Georgie's ghost." Now, remember, I had to light a cigarette for it. Oh.
Ian Messenger blows his whistle with tremendous verve sitting beside me here, and that tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains the extra point. It was our guest of the week, Brian Johnston, who, because he had correct challenges against himself, has got more points than anybody else. In fact, he's got 3. Kenneth Williams has 1. John Junkin's spoken. Tim Rice has gone to sleep. And we'll start the next round with John Junkin. The subject is creating a sensation. John, will you talk on that one for 60 seconds, starting now?
Creating a sensation is something with which I myself am not familiar. Not being the more flamboyant breed of actor, like Mr. Williams over there, I am not...
And Tim Rice has challenged you.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed, Tim. Nice to hear from you.
Yes.
Tim...
Why did you have to pick me to wake up on?
Well, you take over the subject. There are 47 seconds. Creating a sensation, starting now.
I have created a sensation many times in my long and distinguished career on the cricket field. I well...
Brian Johnston has challenged.
Untrue. He hasn't had a distinguished career in cricket.
Are you challenging on creating a sensation on the cricket field or a distinguished career on the cricket field?
Both. I think he's a bit of a sensation, but he certainly hasn't created... what's the other thing he said?
You've now put me in the position of judging on Tim Rice's ability as a cricketer.
Well, that's
which is almost impossible. I'm either going to offend him or upset you.
All right, offend me then, because he's a very good cricketer, really.
Right, so all right. So, Brian, a very nice challenge as your guest. We give you a bonus point for a very inventive challenge.
Let him continue
the
innings.
The subject with Tim Rice. I think that's the fair way to do it, don't you? Being fair to everybody. There are 42 seconds for you, Tim, to continue on creating a sensation starting now.
There are many ways to create a sensation in life. I well remember an occasion when I was driving my car.
John Junkin.
Repetition of occasion?
There were two occasions there. I'm sorry, Tim. John has got the subject back. There are 38.6 seconds left. Creating a sensation starting now. Tim Rice's challenge.
Hesitation without
you
a.
You mean player, you know there was no hesitation. There are 35 and a half seconds.
It was a long hesitation.
Yes, for half a second.
I always have this problem on this programme. It's called breathing. Nobody else.
I'm allowing you to breathe, John. It's all right. You still have the subject of creating a sensation starting now.
A simple.
Tim Rice challenged.
Really
hesitation, yes, I agree with you. At that time, you went for more than half a second. I'm sorry, John, you took too long a breath. So Tim has it back, creating a sensation, 34 and a half seconds, starting now.
Those who wish to create a sensation should remember that it is very important not to waste too much time breathing, because if you do this, your impact, your dynamic emphasis will completely fly out of the window. Should there not be a window, it will...
And Kenneth Williams has...
What, two windows, I'm afraid? Yes.
I always say it was a different window, but he did repeat that.
Right.
Kenneth, you have creating a sensation, which you've done many times, but there are 20 seconds for you to take the subject starting now.
I created a sensation by putting my hand to what I was unaware of at the time. I mean, I didn't know it was electric, but the shock was appalling, and I leapt back, and people said, oh, what's the
Tim Rice challenge, then.
Deviation.
Why?
Appalling. There's no such word.
Well, Kenneth uses some very strange words.
And he has some... this game that says you have to use words in a certain sense.
And some of his pronunciations are very bizarre on occasions, but it's all part of Kenneth's delightful personality.
But it was complete, utter nonsense.
Well, I understood it. I think the audience understood
that
it.
That doesn't mean it wasn't utter nonsense.
Well, as it was nonsense, yes, that's the reason I understood it. Thank you, John. No, Kenneth, I'm leaving it with you with five seconds to go. Starting...
Very good challenge. Excellent.
Carry on. Oh, sorry. 5 seconds, starting now.
And another one when on a stage, I made the entrance and then was taken away, so to speak, by the grave trap. And...
speaking as the whistle went, gained the extra point.
Oh, that means I'm in the lead?
Yes.
Yes, I'm in the lead. Yes. Ah!
Alongside Brian Johnson.
Right?
Alongside Brian Johnson.
Well, how can I be in the lead, you great fool, if I'm alongside?
Well, we've got two leaders. You both got 4 points.
Well, that's all right.
So I'm not such a fool after all.
No, I beg your pardon. I most humbly cringe before you.
Kenneth, there's no need to cringe. You can... Right, we'll continue with the show with Tim Rice starting. Tim, the subject is odd letters I've had, starting now.
I have had many odd letters in my time. I remember A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I...
John Junkin has challenged.
Deviation, they are not odd letters, they are merely letters. A and C would be
There's
odd letters.
There's nothing odd about them, I agree. No, I think that's a very good challenge, John. You have the subject, you have 50 seconds, starting now.
I can remember entering into a correspondence with a lady who lived on the Isle of Mull. She sent me a very, very odd letter indeed.
Brian Johnson.
For repetition, I heard two verys.
You did indeed. 41 seconds for you to tell us something about odd letters I've had, starting now.
Well, we receive a lot of odd letters in the commentary box. People write in about all sorts of subjects.
Kenneth Williams.
Challenge. It's odd letters that I've received, and now we've gone into we've received.
The Royal We've.
Well, as the sort
of... Yes, you see, I'm not just a pretty face.
But as Brian Johnson is... Brian, you have a point for an incorrect
Thanks
challenge, and you have 37 seconds on odd letters I've had, starting now.
Well, there were two very good ones last year. There was one where they asked a riddle.
John Junkin, challenge.
Repetition of one.
I'm afraid you said one, and we won last year. What a pity. 33 seconds for you, John, on odd letters I've had, starting now.
Returning, if I may, to this most odd communication which I received from the Isle of Mull and the lady thereon, she wrote to me appertaining to an appearance of mine on television, and I do deeply resent
yes.
the chairman
Sometime
forcing
back, John,
someone...
I heard you say...
Brian Johnson's chances.
I heard you say Mull, but I thought you'd said that previously, and that's
he
a repetition.
He did, he's quite right, it's repetition. Yeah, if he says it before, but you must get the rules
he
right.
He's mulling over the subject, you know. That's
absolutely.
Right.
Isn't there a time limit? I was about 7 seconds past it by the time...
I know, it doesn't matter. Oh, he was being generous, waiting to see if you were, you know, giving you the benefit of the doubt. What's they call it on the football field, you know? Playing the advantage rule.
Yes.
Cheating.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, that's what it's called.
There are 20 seconds left for you, Brian, on odd letters I've had starting now.
Yeah, the letter I wanted to tell you about was one where they said, do you know...
Tim Rice's challenge.
I think our distinguished commentator got definitely caught up there,
yes.
hesitation-wise.
There are 16 and a half seconds for you, Tim, on odd letters I've had, starting now.
Perhaps the strangest letter I've ever received was from an unknown admirer who went on and continuing...
Challenge. Try and wriggle out of that one, Kenneth. You're admitting defeat, aren't
yeah.
you? Well done. Well, indeed. The audience reaction proved it. Yes, you did very well, Tim, and you got a wrong challenge. You get a point, and there are 11 seconds, odd letters I've had starting now.
This epistle just could not stop about the desirability of my frame. It went ever so carefully into every single detail of my physique, which is not surprising.
Well, at the end of that round, our guest, who's not been with us before, Brian Johnson, has the lead. Two points ahead of Tim Rice in second place now, and John Junkin and Kenneth Williams equal in third place, 1 point behind them. Kenneth, the subject that Ian Mester has asked you to talk on this time is Arturo Toscanini. Can you tell us something? I'm sure you can tell us a lot about him, but try doing it now in 60 seconds, starting now.
The thing that stares out of my mind is that he did conduct Turandot for the very first time in his entire career as an astonishing record of very odd happenings. Take when he was cello in that orchestra in Italy, where the conductor, so incompetent that the concert was almost cancelled until the musicians beseeched him to take the rostrum, which he did, to an enormous standing ovation afterwards.
John Junkin challenge.
Hesitation between standing and ovation.
Oh, shut up, John. No, I don't think so, John. It was Kenneth's natural delivery. 30 seconds are left on Arturo Toscanini with you, Kenneth, starting now.
And one of those remarkable things is as lately as, 1952, that he actually appeared at the Festival Hall. But I mean, whether it was Conservatoire, or whether it was La Scala Milan, you name
Tim
it.
Tim Rice's challenge.
Two weathers.
Two weathers?
Whether it was so-and-so weather.
What's it matter, you great fool? I've come all the way from Great Portland Street. I'm not going to be made a fool of by that great jerk. Also, very rude to me before this show began. Very rude to me before this show began.
Was he? What did
yes.
you say?
I said it's an all-male panel on tonight, and he looked at me and said, we're at all-male.
Kenneth, we ought to give you a point for your courage in making a joke against yourself like that. That was very brave of you, but I'm afraid it was a correct challenge. Oh, dear, he's so upset. Tim, I have to agree. Tim takes the subject. 13 and a half seconds on Arturo Toscanini with you, Tim, starting now.
Originally, when first showed this man's name, I thought he was left back for West Ham in the 1923 Cup final, but now I realise after Kenneth's most moving...
Kenneth Williams,
deviation, what he thought about being in West Ham is nothing to do with Arturo Toscanini, and that is the subject.
Subject, but the card doesn't say Arturo Toscanini, the famous musical conductor. It just says Arturo Toscanini. And Tim, You still keep the subject, having got another point. And there is 8 seconds, Arturo Toscanini, starting now.
I as my point of view and you as your...
Two asses.
Yes, try to be too clever, I'm afraid there, Tim. Bad luck. 4 seconds for you, Brown. Arturo Toscanini starting now.
In fact, Arturo did play a lot of games, and one of them was cricket, and he played it extremely well.
More seconds, you can get away with it, Brown, because Arturo Toscanini didn't play cricket. But you just said Arturo, and you've leapt forward into the lead, two ahead of the Tim and John, and three ahead of Kenneth, and it's all very close, and John Junkin begins the next round. And, John, the subject is Saving My Face. Would you tell us something on that subject in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Saving My Face is something which anyone who has looked at the offending visage will realise is a pastime in which I do not indulge. I am possibly one of the only people who has learned to shave with his eyes shut, principally because at home my wife has purchased for us a mirror which contains an image of Marilyn Monroe superimposed upon the glass, and I find it rather distasteful to run my razor across that lady's upper lip. Therefore, I find that I have to look away when I am attempting to clear my face of the overnight stubble. I think it is a little late at this point in time to start saving my face. How do you save your face? Do you go to a bank and say, would you take my face, put it in your vaults, and I shall come for it when I need it? Do you put it in a suitcase under the bed?
Tim Rice's challenge.
I hated to stop him because it was getting quite interesting.
Was it? I thought it was boring as hell.
It's just the difference between a man of taste and a man of no taste.
Yeah, that's right.
But I reckon that he said put at least twice.
He did. He did indeed, Tim, and you have the subject, and you have 11 seconds on Saving My Face, starting now.
I have never attempted to save my face because at the young age of 21, which I passed only 3 months ago, I do not feel...
Brian Johnson.
Untrue, and I hope this is the truthful programme.
Well, it's as far as we can
be. It's inaccurate. He wasn't right.
We do know for a fact that that was deviation because...
Well, 22.
We happen to know that you are over 3 months past 21, yes. So, Brian, you have the subject. You've got it very cleverly with 2 seconds to go. Saving my face, starting now.
Nothing will ever save my face.
Brian Johnson slightly increased his lead at the end of the round, getting the extra point for speaking as the whistle went, and we're back with Tim Rice to begin. And the subject is throwing a pot. Tim, will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Many people listening will not be aware that the term throwing a pot does not mean picking up a vase, vase or vase and slinging it across the room in a fit of pique, but rather it is referring to the art of making something out of clay. What you do is you go and get a potter's wheel, put a lump of clay, cover it with water or some other useful fluid which your hands can slip around.
Hesitation.
Well, I don't think he quite got to a hesitation. I think he recovered very
well. There was a lack of fluency, sir.
Yes, he recovered very well. I tell you what, shall we put it to the audience? Because I think he recovered well. If you think it was a definite hesitation, then you cheer for John Junkin. But if you don't, you boo for Tim Rice, and you all do it together now. They think he hesitated. So, John, I bow to the superior wisdom and judgment of these beautiful and intelligent and...
peasants.
People, right, John, you have the subject. 37 and a half seconds. Throwing a pot, starting now.
Throwing a pot is something I indulged in my days at Teachers Training College. It was part of the art course, and I was presented with a potter's wheel and a lump of inanimate clay, and I was requested to turn this into some sort of beautiful eternal vase that Keats would have written an ode about. With great difficulty, I managed to persuade the potter's wheel to spin, and casting the clay upon it, I found...
Tim has challenged.
Two clays.
There was two clays there, yes. Yes, he did repeat the word clay, so you take over the subject of throwing a pot. There are 14 seconds, starting now.
There again, throwing a pot can refer to the propelling by sheer brute strength of something rather like a vase or receptacle across a crowded room. This can cause problems if the room is too full of people.
Brian Johnson challenged.
Yes, he had two rooms.
He did, and you challenged with only half a second to go. Throwing a pot, quarter of a second, starting now.
There are several sorts of...
Brian Johnson, you have gone further ahead at the end of that round, having got that all-important point at the end with the whistle going, and you start the next round. The subject is the Costa del Sol. Will you tell us something about that resort in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, first of all, I thought it was very wise of you not to attempt the Spanish accent. Costa del Sol is a lovely place in Spain. I've never been there. I don't like the heat very much, and I don't go to these exotic places.
Kenneth Williams is
chatting. I don't like the heat. I don't like the
I'm afraid, yes.
Two don't.
Yes, I'm sorry, Brian. Kenneth Williams is with us again with 49 seconds on Costa del Sol, starting now.
Io sono artista incompreso, was the remark made by Arturo Toscanini offered the conductorship of the National Broadcasting Orchestra, which was especially created for the aforementioned and brilliant...
Tim Rice has challenged.
I tried to give him every chance, but this has got nothing whatsoever to do with the Costa del Sol.
He was on the Costa del Sol, you great fool. He was performing in Malaga. You are an idiot. Do you know where Malaga's situated? Do you know where Malaga's situated? Do you know? Have you ever opened a geography book? I really shouldn't be here at all. I'm wasting my time, you
know. I agree.
On this brain of Britain or something, really. Stupid, shouldn't I?
Kenneth, I think you made your point. You don't need to be quite so rude to the other.
Well, I get so furious. I mean, I am by nature a tempestuous creature, you see.
Yes.
We in the theatre, you see. We are used to expressing ourselves.
Unlike Tim Rice, who's got no association with the theatre at all.
No, no idea.
Nicholas, yes. Is there a challenge for overacting?
You can challenge for overacting, but... I'm afraid you won't get any points for it. But, Kenneth, you're going to keep the subject, and there are 31
what?
Seconds on the Costa del Sol starting now.
When I first visited Torremolinos, it was a tiny fisherman's village and no sign of any tourists or discotheques.
Tim Rice has challenged again.
I was unaware that it was full of tiny fishermen.
Oh, come off it. He's getting back at you now, you see. See what happens if you create the aggro, you're going to get it back again.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He doesn't have a chance.
What is your challenge on deviation?
Deviation, yes.
The fishermen are not tiny
there are
in
some...
Torremolinos.
Yes,
how the hell do I judge on that?
I didn't say anything about it. I said tiny fishing village. I didn't mention any.
You said tiny fisherman's village.
I didn't. I said fishing village.
He did actually say a
in that
tiny
case,
fishing village.
I completely withdraw my allegation.
It's too late now. He's got another point.
He's screwing up an incomparable artist. That's all you're doing.
But you
and
are
depriving this wonderful house of the virtues of my kind of work.
I know, but you are getting
I'm
points.
I'm going down
the
drain. I'm going to him aroused round the ankles. It's terrible.
Kenneth, calm down. You're getting points as you go along.
Good. Oh, it don't take much to get me going.
Well, before it all disappears, there are 24 seconds. The Costa del Sol starting now.
The sand of Marbella is black and must say it put me off because I used to... I like the gulp.
Brian Johnson.
Definite hesitation there. He slurred his words.
Well, he often does that, but I think he actually did hesitate. He changed direction completely. Brian, you have this subject. There are 18 seconds on the Costa del Sol, starting now.
Well, these small fishermen, they go all round the coast there. They catch the sardines, and one day they caught a body, and it was Arturo Toscanini who'd been bathing in the sea.
Tim has challenged you, I'm sorry.
Tim,
what's your challenge?
Well, if I was... not allowed to win for talking about tiny fishermen. Why should Brian Johnston...
But he hasn't been challenged on tiny fishermen.
Well, I'm just challenging him. He's deviated.
I said they were tiny. I said these fishermen,
You did actually say tiny fishermen.
He said tiny
fishermen. What's it matter?
I mean, how big are they? Doesn't matter.
It's got nothing to do with what Kenny Williams said before. It's got nothing to do with...
And we got the very interesting part.
You created absolute chaos out of a perfectly coherent version of Just a Minute. There are 11 seconds for Brian Johnston on the Costa del Sol, starting now.
In the net was this enormous corpse, and in his hand was a baton, and he was waving it, and he wasn't quite dead.
I imagine you would call it deviation. I call it rubbish.
You challenged me for Arturo Toscanini.
I challenged the fact that this... rotting, decomposed...
How do you know? You weren't there. You don't know whether he was in the net with a baton or not.
There could well have been.
Thank you, Kenneth Williams.
Yes, quite right. I mean, it is possible. So he's not deviating from the subject. I have an impossible job, and if I wasn't paid, I'd resign. Brian, you still have the subject. 5 seconds, Costa del Sol, starting now.
And as he waved, an orchestra started playing.
The nightingale's hanging back.
John. John, you're challenged.
Yes,
I'm inclined to believe that the orchestra did not start playing on the Costa del Sol. Scott waved his baton. John Junkin, you've got him with 2 seconds to go on Arturo waving the baton. It's the Costa del Sol. I've worked back. 2 seconds starting now.
The Costa del Sol, or Coast of the Sun.
That last frenetic round. Let me tell you the final result. Kenneth Williams giving his usual exuberant value to the show.
Thank you very much indeed.
Alongside that master of words and incorrect challenges, Tim Rice in third place. They trailed a little behind that great writer and irrepressible challenger, John Junkin. And the winner, a few points ahead of them all, was the man who's not played the game before, and it was Brian Johnston. That you have enjoyed listening to the programme as much as we've enjoyed playing it, and will want to tune in again the same time next week when we take to the air and we try and make sense of this impossible game. Till then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkin.